Hi, my name is Elijah.
And my name is William.
This is our podcast, Animaltastic. Sorry for the long break. I was a little busy.
What were you busy doing?
I was having fun since I was on summer break, so.
That sounds fun.
But we're really excited to share with you today the first episode of our season 2 of Animaltastic. This season is all about animals that camouflage and disguise themselves in all sorts of interesting ways. Today, we are talking about chameleons.
What's your favorite kind of chameleon?
I think it's a panther chameleon.
Oh, I never heard of that one before. What makes it special?
I think it was because I saw a picture of a panther chameleon on a website.
Oh, what's it look like?
It was like all red, and then it had some black stripes on its back.
Oh, okay. Should we get started?
Sure.
So, do you know why the chameleons change colors?
They sometimes do it to look aggressive, or if the sun's really, like, shining on them, they'll turn, like, a dark, pale color.
Oh, I see. Like a dark color so they can heat up, or a pale color so they can cool down?
Yeah!
That's a cool superpower.
Because I don't think they have, like, built-in body heaters.
Okay.
What's your second fact?
Chameleons can live up to 12 years.
Wow, that's pretty old.
Yeah. The chameleon has unique feet, 4 toes, with 2 and 2 stuck together. So it's like a V shape. Chameleons are native to Africa, Madagascar, Europe, and Asia.
Oh.
A chameleon tongue can reach up to 2 times its length.
Wow, that's really long.
So why do they have such long tongues?
They use it for catching flies and other insects like that that fly and that are really far away from them. Because if they're too close, the insect could sense them coming. So they have a really long tongue.
You told me about tails, though.
Oh, yeah. Their tails, they have a prehensile tail.
What's that mean?
A prehensile tail means that it can, like, shoot up and grab something.
Oh.
And it springs around it like a coil. So, like, if you've seen in pictures, its tail is usually coiled up in a circle so that it can shoot it out and then coil around something.
Do you have any extra facts you want to share?
Each eye can move in a 360 degree arc of vision. It's on the side of their bodies, so one eye could be looking forward and one eye could be looking backward. It's really cool. At once.
Can you do that?
No. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's too hard.
Are you ready to move on to story?
Sure.
Alright, what's the name of your story?
It is called A Day in Chameleon City.
Oh, all right. How's it start?
One day there was a chameleon criminal. A chameleon in red and white. He had just robbed the city bank and was on his way to his chameleon hideout when he ran into a mailman. But he was right about super close to his hideout. He knew that the mailman would tell the police, so he tried to frame him instead.
Oh, how did he frame him?
He made him wear a red and white shirt, because the security cameras must have picked up, because they would probably have done, Yeah.
And what else?
And he also made him carry a bag of fake coins.
Oh, that's smart. Then what happened?
Then, when the police arrived, they arrested the mailman and brought him to court.
That's sad.
Meanwhile, the real robber arrived at his hideout and dropped off the real money. Then a few days later, another crime happened.
The same thing happened for a few weeks. Every time he was able to escape because he changed colors and patterns to fool the police.
One day, he made a big mistake.
Oh, what did he do?
He was robbing a pickup truck dealership. Oh. And he accidentally tripped a silent alarm. Then the police heard it in the police station, and they rushed out to the pickup truck dealership.
Oh, why was he trying to get a steal a pickup truck?
Because he wanted to have more room for more robberies.
Oh, to carry all the money?
And smart. Also so that he could transport to an alien spaceship so that he could go into an outer space and then hide out on an alien planet all the way to another galaxy.
That sounds like a different story. Alright, then what happened?
The chameleon robber quickly changed his color to dark blue and white to match the police when they arrived. But little did he know that there were wanted posters all over the town. His footprints and his name and picture on it. So very soon the police found his tracks and brought him to court. He admitted everything and told them the mailman was innocent. The end.
Whoa, that's a good story. I'm glad the mailman got away. That would have been sad. Any credits today?
Yes. We have Jonah, our guest star. Also my brother. Mom is our editor. Dad is our co-host. But today he also helped me finish my story and podcast script. And I'm your host, Elijah. Anything else?
You want to tell people what they have to look forward to this season?
Oh yeah, we're going to have octopuses?
Maybe.
Yeah, most likely octopuses though. Stick bugs, and I think they're called leaf bugs.
Hope you enjoy our season 2.
Also, before we sign off, I wanted to say a special thank you to all my listeners who left comments and messages on the Patreon page and in reviews.
All right, should we sign off?
Yeah, sure. This is Elijah
and William
signing off. Woohoo!